Midwinter Blood by Marcus Sedgwick. Read by Julian Rhind-Tutt. Part 1. Midsummer Sun. June 2073. The Flower Moon. The sun does not go down. This is the first thing that Eric Seven notices about Blessed Island. There will be many other strange things that he will notice before the forgetting takes hold of him, but that will come later. For now, he checks his watch as he stands at the top of the island's solitary hill, gazing to where the sun should set. It has gone midnight, but the sun still shines, barely dipping its heavy rim into the sea on the far horizon. The island is so far north. He shakes his head. He's thinking about Merle, how something seemed to wait in her eyes, how he felt calm just standing next to her. Well, so it is, he says, smiling with wonder. He's tired. His journey has been a long one. The strangeness began on the plane. The flight to Skarpness was not full. Maybe half the seats were empty. But there was, nevertheless, a good number of people. Mining company folk, mostly. Heading to the northern interior, Eric guessed. He took his seat by the window and did what everyone...